إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد. Once again, I welcome all of you, and we will continue sharing with you some benefits in this lecture that's given, was given once by our beloved Shaykh Al-Allama Al-Muhaddith Abdul Muhsin Al-Badr, Abdul Muhsin Al-Abbad Al-Badr. And this lecture, this is the part three, because part one was on Friday night. Part two was yesterday, last night, Saturday night. And it is about a very important topic, أثر العبادات في حياة المسلم, the effects of worship in the life of the Muslim. Because we are commanded to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by performing and acting upon the commands and staying away from the prohibitions, as legislated to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and sincerely for Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, alone without any partners. The last point we mentioned is the ayah, because the Shaykh, he began to give ayats pertaining to, if you do this, you get this. Ayats that tells us, Allah says, if you do this and act upon this, then you will get this reward. The last ayah was in Surah Al-Ahzab. We continue. قال الشيخ وقال الله عز وجل ومن يتق الله يجعل له مخرجا ويرزقه من حيث لا يحتسب. Surah Al-Talaq, verses 2 and 3. And whosoever fears Allah and keep His duty to Him, Allah will make a way for him to get out from every difficulty. From every difficulty. And He will provide him from sources he never could imagine. Allahu Akbar. يقول الشيخ حفظه الله هذه الآية الكريمة فيها أن تقوى الله عز وجل وهي عبادته وطاعته بامتثال أوامره واجتناب نواهيه يترتب عليها الإخراج من المآزق ومن الشدائد, وكذلك يرزق الله عز وجل من أطاعه واتقاه من حيث لا يحتسب. The Shaykh, he says, this noble ayah, this noble verse, contains that taqwa Allah, which is worshiping Allah. Taqwa achieved through worshiping Allah and being obedient to Him. And how a person is obedient to Allah? By acting upon His commands and staying away from the prohibitions. If a person does this, Allah will make a way out for such a person, whether it be he or she, in times of difficulty. Any difficulty, any hardship. Any difficulty, any hardship. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make out, make a way out, make ease. With difficulty will come ease. Guarantees from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, such a person who is obedient to Allah, worshipping Allah and upon obedience by acting upon the commands of Allah and staying away from the prohibitions, beside these benefits, Allah will provide for such a person from sources that that person never could imagine. Never. Provisions will come to him, never thought about it. وقال تعالى في سورة الطلاق أيضا الآية الرابعة: ومن يتق الله يجعل له من أمره يسرا. And whosoever fears Allah and keeps his duty to him, Allah will make his matter easy for him or for her. He's general for both men and women. Allah will make matters easy for such a person. At-Talaq 65, verse number 4. قال الشيخ فإن من الآثار المترتبة على تقوى الله عز وجل أن ييسر له الأمور وأن يهيئ له سبل الخير وأن يفتح الطرق التي توصله إلى سعادة الدنيا وسعادة الآخرة. الله أكبر. Look at the effects of the ibadah. Taqwa. And taqwa is to be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By acting upon His commands and staying away from the prohibitions, what is the fruit of this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make things easy for that person. Make his affairs easy. Makes the path easy and smooth for him, the path for good. Any path of good, any venue of good, it become easy for such a person because he has taqwa of Allah. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open in front of such a person ways that bring to that person joy, peace of mind, happiness in this life and yet in the hereafter. Happiness and joy in the hereafter. Also in Surah At-Talaq, look, now we have three ayats, all of them start with وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ. Now in Surah At-Talaq Aydan, verse number 5, قال الله عز وجل وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يُكَفِّرْ عَنْهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِ وَيُعْظِمْ لَهُ أَجْرًا. And whosoever fears Allah and keeps his duty to him, he will expiate from him his sins and will enlarge his reward. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. قال وهذا من الثواب الأخروي المترتب على تقوى الله سبحانه وتعالى. And this is from the rewards in the Akhirah as the result for تقوى الله. جعل الله وإياكم من المتقين. Allah make us and you from the muttaqeen. Ameen. Because the Shaykh, he mentioned that actions of worship that we perform and we should perform for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in accordance to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they have good effects and fruits in this life and in the hereafter. One of the fruits of taqwa, as we mentioned earlier, for the dunya in here, we see it here, Allah make things easy for you. Your affairs are easy. You put your hand on anything, your life is easy, your ride is easy. Even your ride, going to work and coming back, Allah make it smooth for you. SubhanAllah. People going through hardship, man, driving for 5-10 minutes, like they've been on the road for hours. But you're driving from Carolina to here, man, 6-7 hours, and it's like nothing. Allah made that ride so easy. Taqwa Allah, because you're listening to the Quran, you're remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being upon obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provide for such a person in this life from sources that a person never imagined. He's planning something, but Allah sent his way something way better. Allahu Akbar. From the taqwa. وقال عز وجل. Now the Shaykh, he's going to take us to Surah Al-Anfal. Shaykh is taking us to Surah Al-Anfal. In the Ayah 29, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن تتقوا الله يجعل لكم فرقانا. شوف, إن تتقوا الله. Once again, the taqwa, ya akhwan, because of its importance. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, in tattaqu Allah yaj'al lakum furqanan, wa yukaffir ankum sayyi'atikum, وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ ذُو الْفَضْلِ الْعَظِيمِ. Now I'm going to read the translation, but I want somebody to give me what in this ayah, what that we supposed to do, and another one give me what is the reward of that. طيب؟ نعم. The ayah says, O you who believe, if you obey and fear Allah, He will grant you furqan, a criterion to judge between right and wrong. Or a makhraj, a way for you to get out from every difficulty. And He will expiate for you your sins and forgive you. And Allah is the owner of the great bounty. Now, what is in this ayah that we're supposed to do? Naam Abdul Rahman.
So the action is to obey Allah and fear Allah. And the...
That's it. That's your part. Jazakallah khair. Naam, ahsant. The worship here that we should do is to obey Allah and fear Him as He should be feared. Okay? What is the reward? Naam Hassan?
One of the rewards is He'll give us a furqan.
He gave us a furqan. What is a furqan?
Some criteria to judge between right and wrong.
Hassan. Naam. Zaid. What else? What is the reward? Ahsan, Zaid. Barakallahu feek. Allah will make a makhraj for you. A makhraj is an exit. You know how is a makhraj? So that's why they have exits in buildings and everything. Like just in case, may Allah protect us. There is anything, smoke, fire. If there is no way out, what are you going to do? You're trapped. Now you see the exit, you get out for ease. You go for some fresh air. Likewise, those who have taqwa, Allah make way out from them in times of difficulty, times of hardship. What else? Naam. Hey, Naam, Ahmed.
Will forgive you your sins.
Will forgive you your sins. Allahu Akbar. That's a beautiful thing. Huh? Forgive you your sins. Naam. What else? Expiate for you your sins. And? That's before the ayah. That was before. That was in Surah Al-Talaq. He will expiate for you your sins and forgive you. Alright? طيب. بارك الله فيكم. قال الشيخ حفظه الله هذه الآية الكريمة تدل على أن من اتقى الله عز وجل وعمل بطاعته وطاعة رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم يجعل له فرقانا يفرق به بين الحق والباطل ويسير إلى الله عز وجل على بصيرة وعلى هدى وهدف الدنيا. Now this ayah, actually, by the way, before I translate, does it comprise the reward for taqwa in this life or in the hereafter or both? Or both?
Both.
Both. The Shaykh says this noble ayah is a proof that for whoever fears Allah and acts upon His obedience, and in obedience to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah will make a furqan, a criterion for that person, that's knowledge, which will enable that person to distinguish between the truth and falsehood. Why a person have to distinguish between these two? Who knows? Naam, Ayyub.
You won't be able to obey Allah if you don't know the difference.
Naam. I'm looking for another answer. Naam.
The falsehood could lead you astray.
Naam, I'm looking for another answer. Why you need to know the difference between the haqq and the batil? Naam. Ahsant. That's the half of the answer. So you know the falsehood so you don't fall into it. And you know the truth so that? Ibrahim. So that you? Act upon it. Naam. You know the truth so that you can be upon it. And you're upon it based on knowledge because you know what it is. And you know the falsehood so that you can avoid it. Like that's why you're driving in a highway and you need to be able to read signs, right or wrong? Huh? You don't know how to read signs. They tell you the bridge is out. Make your turn. Hey, you keep going? No, you can't keep going. Nah.
Inshallah, isn't not following the sunnah, isn't that a part of not accepting the haq? The people who go against the sunnah and they do things that there's no text for. Even when you bring a text.
You're asking me a question?
No, I'm asking it's a question.
To the end, inshallah. Jazakallah. To the end. In the end of the talk, inshallah. In the end of the talk, questions.
Inshallah.
I will let you want to continue with this, inshallah. Zakum lakhair. In the end, we can accept some questions, barakallah. Because sometimes you ask a question, and it's right there, and it will come in the next page. And be patient, inshallah ta'ala. But alhamdulillah, your questions are important. So the Shaykh says, now Allah will make a furqan, a criterion for that person who fear Allah, by acting upon his obedience and obedience to his Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so that person will differentiate and distinguish between the truth and falsehood. So he's not confused. Anybody tell him, now we're going to do it this way? And he's like, oh yeah, you think so? Akhi, I know so. Okay, let's do it. And he's doing it. But he can't, he himself cannot tell if this is falsehood or not. Since that brother, he trusts him, okay, let's do it. No. And also he will continue on the path that lead him to Allah, to the pleasure of Allah, upon knowledge and upon guidance. And this is the reward in this dunya. وَأَمَّا فِي الْآخِرَةِ As for the reward in the hereafter, for the one who's obedient to Allah and obedient to his Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, upon taqwa, يُثِيبُهُ بِتَكْفِيرِ السَّيِّئَاتِ وَمَغْفِرَةِ الذُّنُوبِ Allah will reward such a person by expiating him for the sins and by forgiving him or her. Allahu Akbar. SubhanAllah. You stand in front of Allah and you forgive him. None of us is perfect, ya ikhwan. We are wrong ourselves. Right or wrong? I didn't hear you. All right, man. We are wrong ourselves. We fall short. And the problem, actually, some of us, even though we know this reality, and we busy ourselves with the faults of others, instead to focus on our faults first. And one of the Salaf says, if you see someone busy with the faults of others, that's only because he's neglecting his own. He says, when you see someone busy with the false, oh, that one is this, that guy don't know how to pray, that guy this, look at his children, look at this, look at that, because he's neglecting his own faults. And then this sheikh, he swear by Allah, he says, by Allah, if every one of us busy himself with correcting his own mistakes, he will not find any time to deal with the mistakes of others. Aina. Also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the end of the ayat al-deen. What is ayat al-deen? Huh? The ayah in Surah Al-Baqarah, the longest ayah in the Quran. It's a whole one page in Surah Al-Baqarah. Allah finished the ayah by saying, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ اللَّهِ And fear Allah by acting upon His commands and staying away from the prohibitions, as He legislated to you in His book and in the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's what taqwa, the ulama, they explain it. Not just fear Allah. Fear Allah doesn't give you much understanding. But the ulama, they says, ittaqu Allah, you fear Allah by what? By acting upon the commands, staying away from the prohibitions, as legislated by Allah in the Quran and the Sunnah. That's taqwa. And Allah will teach you. SubhanAllah. You fear Allah and Allah will teach you. What is that which we're supposed to do? Huh? To fear Allah. To act upon what Allah commands us to do. Of course, to the best of our abilities. And to stay completely from the prohibitions. As legislated by Allah. Not by copying from one another. Following our tribes, our family members or our forefathers, or innovated methodologies. La. As legislated by Allah, because this is the deen of Allah. This is the deen of Allah. And Allah has revealed the book to one man, Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And Allah says that this deen is complete. So there is no way for someone to come after this and say, oh, wait a minute, there is something missing. A'udhu Billah. And we mentioned that in the previous talk. So if we do this, what is the reward? Naam? Huh? What's the reward in this ayah? وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ اللَّهُ. You want to learn? That's why the ulama, subhanallah, when you read the advices, I just read the advice of Shaykh Rabi' Hafidhahu Ta'ala this morning. There was a dawra in Morocco, in my home country, alhamdulillah, in the south. There was a dawra. Shaykh Muhammad Abdul Wahhab Al-Aqil, he's there now, they're still there. Sheikh Muhammad ibn Rabi', the son of Sheikh Rabi', is there. And another student of knowledge, Abu Abdul A'la Khalid from Egypt, is there. And I was told, I don't know if it happened or not, I was told that Sheikh Saleh al-Suhaimi and Sheikh Muhammad ibn Ramzan, they supposed to made it there yesterday. Okay? And also Sheikh Rabi', he gave him a talk on last Tuesday on the phone, by the phone. And he said to them, I don't have a lot of time, I'm very busy doing a lot of things. I can't give you a whole lecture for an hour or two, but I can give you some advices. And he said, these are advice actually is for myself. He says, first thing, taqwa Allah. Whenever you see the ulama, somebody asks them, ya Shaykh, advise me, I want to learn this deen, I want to go further, I want to go far, ya Shaykh. I want to be, inshallah, from the ulama. Why not? Those ulama, you think they were born ulama? No, they worked hard. They roll up their sleeves, akhi, and they give up the dunya and some of it. A lot of it, actually. لا ينال العلم براحة الجسد. Can be chilling and chillaxing and you think you're going to be a alim in a couple of days. Or you think some Sufis, they have these programs, a alim program. You finish 5 years and you become a alim. They give you a certification, you are a alim. Subhanallah. Allah make ulama. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raise levels to ulama. But the first thing is taqwa. You want to learn? Fear Allah. If you don't fear Allah, you're going to struggle with just amma for the rest of your life. If you don't fear Allah, you're going to struggle with book one, Medina book one. You can't pass the seventh class. You're not fearing Allah, you're just doing it your way. Whenever you want to fear Allah, maza Allah, then you're not going to memorize any hadith. You're not going to understand much. Even though you've been around and hear the so many classes, your library, mashallah, tabarakallah, taqwa Allah. Fear Allah, Allah will teach you. وقال تعالى في سورة نوح. Now the Shaykh is still bringing, as I told you yesterday, the Shaykh is bringing ayats as a proof to this. That if you do this, actions of worship, you get the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no doubt, guarantees. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى فيما حكاه عن نوح وقومه فقلت استغفروا ربكم إنه كان غفارا يرسل السماء عليكم مدرارا ويمددكم بأموال وبنين ويجعل لكم جنات ويجعل لكم أنهارا. الله أكبر. The ayat 10 to 12 in Surah Nuh. And Allah tells us what Nuh alayhi salam said to his people. He said to them, I said to them, ask forgiveness from your Lord. Verily he is all forgiving. He will send rain to you in abundance and give you increase in wealth and children and bestow on you gardens and bestow on you rivers. Allah. قال هذه الأمور يقول الشيخ عبد المحسن حفظه الله هذه الأمور من الآثار المترتبة على العبادة. He says these things, these beautiful things that Allah mentioned in this ayah, that he will give to in this ayah, there are the fruits and the result and the effects of ibadah, an act of worship. What is that ibadah? Not taqullah. Astighfar, ya akhwan. Asking Allah for forgiveness. That's an ibadah. قال الشيخ فالعبادة هنا هي الاستغفار. The ibadah here, the act of worship, is what? Istighfar. Meaning to say, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh. And we should increase from saying astaghfirullah all time. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to say astaghfirullah in one gathering more than 70 times. And he is the best of mankind. Allah has forgiven all his sins. Yet he will say astaghfirullah more than 70 times in one gathering. Myself, maybe 70 gatherings go by, I say astaghfirullah 3 times. May Allah have mercy on us.
Amen.
And we think like we're okay. Salafi. Yes, you're Salafi, alhamdulillah, but you got to do the work of the Salaf. You got to do the work of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya akhwan, say astaghfirullah. You just sitting down and people, they sit and they say, oh, I'm going to do. What are you doing, akhi? Nothing, I'm just bored. Bored? Say astaghfirullah. How can you be bored? You're a Muslim. Can you really be bored? You're on the path of the Jannah and you get bored? Who get bored in the path of the Jannah? Can you imagine you're going to this to get this prize? Huh? You're driving somewhere far, but you're going to get this nice prize. Tell me somebody is the nice prize, Abdurrahman. Okay. In the dunya. Little real. See, no complication. You remember the geese? Yes, yesterday we gave the example. So make it easy. An example. Huh?
Fulus.
Fulus. I agree with you. How much? $1,000? That's right. You're going to drive to California for $1,000. You spend more than that for gas. Millions, inshallah. Billions. Billions. Why not? Ask it big. Allah has everything. Allah is able to give you everything. Okay, now, are you bored on that road? Do you get bored? Why not? Man, you're heavy, man. You're happy, man. You can wait, right or wrong. You can wait. If somebody says, oh, let's stop over here, check this farm. You stop? Why not? Because you're keeping your eyes on a prize. Right or wrong? You're like, Akhi, you want to stop? I drop you off right now to this farm. Stay right there. Me, I got a program, man. I got a prize waiting for me. Likewise, Ya Akhwan. We have a prize, paradise. We continue. We don't get bored. We should be happy because the Jannah is ahead of us, waiting for the muttaqun, for the believers. And we should be on the path that lead to it. And if somebody wants to say, take this exit, said, no, I ain't taking it. I'm just going straight. If he said, no, we're going to, he said, I drop you off or you drop me off. If that's his car, you get off. Allah will find a way for you if you stay on the path. But if you go on the exit, man, you're going to get lost. Tayyib. What else beside the istighfar? What else? What Allah says in this ayat? What is actually istighfar is the ibadah. Actually, what is the reward? And what is the effects of that ibadah? يُرْسِلُ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ بِدْرَارَ. He will send rain. Not anywhere, on those people. In abundance. And you know rain, water, life is around water. وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَيٍّ. Okay? Those people who, it doesn't rain, they cry. They die. Their animals die. Rare. A lot of times we hear about famines, especially in Africa. When it doesn't rain, subhanAllah, hardship. When it rains, Allahu Akbar, ease, joy. If it doesn't rain, no water, pains. No rain, it means pain, ya akhwan, sufferings, death, casualties, misery in this life. What else? What beside the rain?
The
ويمددكم بأموال وبنين. الله أكبر. And give you increase in wealth and children. All right. If someone been married for 5 years, 7 years, now he's harassing his wife. Something wrong with you. Why is not wrong with you, brother? Why always her? Taqillah. Check yourself. See what you're doing. Are you fearing Allah or what, man? Maybe that's a uquba from Allah. Taqillah. Yumdidkum bi amwal. Naam, amwal. Wabaneen. Provision and children. What else? وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا. Allahu Akbar. And bestow on you gardens and bestow on you rivers. Allah is the bestower of all things, man. Ayat 10 to 12 in Surah Nuh. Nah. Nuh, Noah. 71. قال ومثل هذه الآية ما ذكره الله عن هود وقومه في سورة هود. You guys didn't do the homework? Who did the homework? Raise your hand. MashaAllah.
I missed that. I thought it was Surah Book. The lay I missed it.
Nuh, Nuh. This one we just mentioned now?
Right.
Surah Nuh, 71. The ayah 10, 11, and 12. Nuh. Like Prophet Nuh. Huh?
I thought you said Nur.
Nur? Is there an ayah? Surah Nur, Sheikh?
No.
Surah Nuh. Nuh. Okay, chapter 71. Surah number 71, verses 10, 11, and 12. Tayyib. Inna arsalna Nuhan. That's how it starts the ayah, the surah. He says a similar ayah to this one in Surah Nuh is the ayah 52 in Surah Hud. That's chapter 11. 52. قال الله تعالى, and Allah telling us what Hud said to his people as well. Nabiullah Hud said to his people, وَيَا قَوْمِ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ ثُمَّ تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا وَيَزِدْكُمْ قُوَّةً إِلَىٰ قُوَّتِكُمْ. Here is a Nabi of Allah, عليه السلام. He said, O my people, ask forgiveness of your Lord and then repent to Him. He will send you from the sky abundant rain and add strength to your strength. Allahu Akbar. And he adds strength because they were strong. The people of Ad and Thamud, the ulama, they said they were very strong people. They were very strong people. But he said Allah will add strength to your strength. So now, what are they supposed to do? What is the ibadah here in this ayah? Huh? Not taqu. وَيَا قَوْمِ اسْتَغْفِرُوا. Ask for forgiveness. And what else in here? What is added to it? And repent to Allah from sins. By being obedient to Him. What is the reward? Same. Abundant rain. And He give you strength upon strength. ومثلها أيضا ما ذكره الله عن نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وقومه في قوله في سورة هود. In the same surah, now you go a little bit in the beginning, in the ayah number 3, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and this is about our Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, and his people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, tell them also, وَأَنْ إِسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ ثُمَّ تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ يُمَتِّعْكُمْ مَتَاعًا حَسَنًا إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُسَمَّنْ وَيُؤْتِي كُلَّ ذِي فَضْلٍ فَضْلًا. Seek the forgiveness of your Lord and turn to Him in repentance, that He may grant you good enjoyment for a term appointed, and bestow His abundant grace to every owner of grace, i.e., the one who helps and serves the needy and deserving, physically and with his wealth, and even with his good words. Those who do these good things, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward them with good. Sit correctly. قال الشيخ وقال تعالى كما في سورة النحل verse 97 من عمل صالحا. Now I want you, when I'm reading the ayah, I want you to give me from the, I want to ask you to give me from the ayah, what is the ibadah and what is the reward for it. طيب نعم. من عمل صالحا من ذكر أو أنثى وهو مؤمن فلنحيينه حياة طيبة ولنجزينهم أجرهم بأحسن ما كانوا يعملون. النحل 16, سورة 16 and verse 97 towards the end. Whoever works righteousness, whether male or female, while he or she is a true believer upon Islamic monotheism, verily, to him we will give a good life in this world with respect, contentment, and lawful provision. And we shall pay them certainly a reward in proportion to the best of what they used to do, i.e. paradise in the hereafter. Once again, what is the ibadah? Na'am. Huh? Whoever works righteousness, whoever does righteous actions, من عمل صالحا,
while being a believer,
while being a true believer, نعم, حمك الله, while being a true believer upon Islamic monotheism, what is the reward? أي نعم, أحسنت. قال فلنحيينه, we surely give them a pure life in this life, subhanAllah. وما منا أحد إلا وهو يتمنى هذه الحياة الطيبة المليئة بالسعادة والرخاء وراحة البال وطمأنينة القلب وصلاح الذرية. الله أكبر. There's not a single one of us except that he hopes for such life, a pure life, a life of ease, serenity, tranquility, peace of mind. When you see your children growing upon obedience to Allah, righteous, your family, your neighbors, Allahu Akbar. Everybody wants this life. Wahiri, it is, guarantees. Fala nuhyiyannahu, surely, no doubt, that person will get a pure life in this life. So if we're going through hardship, what is the problem? The neighborhood? The system. Maybe it's the system. Oh yeah, the system. What is the problem? Oh, I don't have enough money. What is the problem? It's us. It's us. Huh? Right, right, sir? Huh? It's the white man. It's the black man. The Chinese came on town. So the Chinese came on town, so what's the problem? What's the problem? What this has to do with you? What that has to do with the price of tomatoes in China anyway? You're a believer, you're a Muslim. Doesn't matter who come in town and leave the town. You do what Allah tell you to do and Allah will give you a pure life. Alright? Allah will give you a pure life. And what else, ya Ikhwan? And then Allah will give him, this in the dunya. And in the akhirah, they have the greatest reward. SubhanAllah. Greatest reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال الشيخ هذه الآية الكريمة أن الإيمان فيها أن الإيمان والعمل الصالح يترتب عليهما أن يحيى الإنسان حياة طيبة سعيدة معمورة بتقوى الله وطاعته وطاعة رسوله صلوات الله وسلامه وبركاته عليه مع ما يحصله يحصله من الثواب الجزي في الآخرة. He said in this ayah, this noble ayah, Iman with righteous action. Not those people who say Iman is in the heart. Yes, there's certain people, they say that. They don't pray, they don't want to fast, they don't want to lower their gaze, they don't want to do anything. Akhi. He said, Akhi, Iman in the heart. I got it. All right, I have it in my heart. Pray. Doesn't matter. My heart, that's all it matters. Nah. Allah says, Iman with righteous action, not any actions. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Asr? إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. That's it? La. He says, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا. Except those who believe, have true faith, and do actions. Righteous actions. And when an action is considered righteous, remember, we mentioned that in the previous class. When?
Na'am akhi. It's in accordance with the sunnah of the Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then with a class.
Sons, if it's performed sincerely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in accordance to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ma'a mada?
With the proper belief.
Ahsant. Ma'a husn al-i'tiqad. With the proper aqidah. Hey, somebody who has a aqidah that is not right, nah, that doesn't work. Nah. Alhamdulillah. See, these classes are paying off. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillah. See? Jazakumullah khair for paying attention. And also for those of us who already know this information, it's a review, alhamdulillah, so that it sticks to your mind. You know, it sticks to you. Because sometimes we know something, but if we don't practice it and if we don't review it, it's gone. It's gone. But if you review it, alhamdulillah, it sticks to you. Like Surah Al-Fatiha. Do you forget Surah Al-Fatiha? Why not? You recite every day. Right or wrong? But you may memorize Surah Al-Nisa, and you may forget most of it, or a lot of it. Why? If you don't recite it often. But if you memorize Surah Al-Nisa, for example, but you are, while you're driving, Surah Al-Nisa, you're listening to it, you're reading it, you're whatever, in your tahajjud, you're reading it, in your sunnah, nawafil, you're reading it, you're not going to forget Surah Al-Nisa. Even some people, they're going to go, well, you didn't forget Surah Al-Nisa? Wow, it's amazing. Huh? Why is it amazing? This man, he's practicing it every day. When you walk, somebody look and say, SubhanAllah, you can walk, akhi? That's amazing. Allahu Akbar. He said, oh yeah, I've been doing it for 60 years, man. That's all I've been doing, walking. Especially when I don't have a car. Allahu Akbar. Tayyib. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give to such a person who have iman and righteous actions. What is the result? That person will have a pure life. A happy life. SubhanAllah. Sometimes there is a problem between a husband and a wife, between a father and children, mother and daughters, and they're looking for some answers from Oprah. From some magazine. From some newspaper. Man, the answer is in taqwa of Allah. If you taqillah, you do what you're supposed to do as a servant of Allah, Allah will give you pure life. Whenever you may be. In your heart, serenity, tranquility, peace. In your house, at your job, in your car, in the masjid, in the parking lot. Whenever you are, mashallah, you're peaceful. Allahu Akbar. You go to sleep, mashallah, you're peaceful. Certain people, they think just because of the mattress. Mean mattress. Don't you know some people, man, they pay top money on the best mattress in the world, still is not guaranteed that come with one good night of sleep. You can sleep in on a mattress of $5,000 and you stay up until sunrise. Somebody lay down on the sidewalk, they snoring. Ain't no mattress, brother, in that one. We've seen them in Hajj. People, man, they stay Hajj. They spend $12,000-$15,000, man. They get in a 5-star, maybe 6-star hotel. And they can't sleep. And a person, man, they look from the window. There is a bunch of people on the sidewalk. They snoring, I mean. People walking in front of them, around them. They sleep. Allahu Akbar. You think the eyes that go sleep first? What go first sleep? I don't know. So this person, we have this life. A life that is filled with what? What is happiness? Taqwa. Not money. Not desires. I've been here. I've been over there. No. Taqwa. That's the happiness. With taqwa. With obedience to Allah and obedience to His Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's happiness and joy. That's the real meaning of it. And on top of that, Allah gave him blessings. A lot of blessings from Allah for such person. And beside the great reward that they will get on Yawm al-Qiyamah when they meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's what the Shaykh mentioned as pertaining to some of the ayats. Now the Shaykh is going to say, وَمِمَّا جَاءَ فِي السُّنَّةِ. Now the Shaykh is going to bring some ahadith on the sunnah. We have like 10 minutes. ilaha illallah. We're not going to be able to finish. We may finish it tomorrow night, inshallah. We had to, inshallah ta'ala. We're going to do that after the adhan, inshallah ta'ala, of Salat al-Isha here in Masjid al-Tawheed. Tafadhal. So after bringing these ayats, وَجَزَاهُ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا فَضِيلَةَ الشَّيْخِ الْوَالِدِ الْعَلَّامَ الْمُحَدِّثِ عَبْدُ الْمُحْسِنِ الْبَدْرِ. Now he began to bring some of the ahadith. قَلْ وَمِمَّا جَاءَ فِي السُّنَّةِ الْمُطَهَّرَةِ فِي بَيَانِ مَا يَتَرَتَّبُ عَلَى الْعِبَادَاتِ مِنَ الْآثَارِ الطَّيِّبَةِ فِي حَيَاةِ الْمُسْلِمِ مَا جَاءَ فِي وَصِيَّةِ النَّبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ لِابْنِ عَبَّاسٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمَا. He says, as from the sunnah, the pure sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, in which it is made clear the reward and the effects of worships, those pure effects and rewards in the life of the Muslim, is in this wasiyah, this advice that the Prophet ﷺ, this noble Prophet, he gave to Ibn Abbas, radiallahu anhuma. حيث قال عليه الصلاة والسلام في تلك الوصية العظيمة النفيسة. As the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said in that very important advice, great, valuable advice, احفظ الله يحفظك, احفظ الله تجده تجاهك. احفظ الله, if you want to translate it word for word, preserve Allah. But that's not what he means. So you don't, sometimes you gotta understand the meaning to translate. You don't say preserve Allah. Can somebody preserve Allah? Allah, there's somebody to preserve Allah? No. We are need. We are in dire need for Allah's protection, to preserve us and protect us. What does it mean, preserve, احفظ الله? Meaning, preserve what Allah has made obligatory upon you. That's what it means, the ulama, he says. By preserving and learning, acting upon what Allah commands you, Allah will protect you. See, that's right there. And preserve what Allah legislated for you by acting upon it, and you have to learn it first, and doing it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala according to what He has legislated, Allah will be there for you. Not in person. Allah knows what you're going through, and Allah will make a way out for you. As we mentioned in Surah At-Talaq. رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن صحيح. Then the Shaykh said another wording of Al-Imam Ahmad, عند الإمام أحمد, احفظ الله يحفظك, احفظ الله تجده أمامك. The same thing. And he said, تعرف إليه في الرخاء يعرفك في الشدة. Get to know Allah in times of ease. Allah will help you and assist you in the times of difficulty. When things are ease, worship Allah, ya akhi. Some people, when the times at ease and they healthy, sound, they have money, hey, forget about the akhirah. All dunya, dunya. When they sick and they broke, what they say now? Oh Allah. When Allah gave you all that, why didn't you say, oh Allah? And thank Allah. You know Allah only in times of difficulty. What about times of ease? That's why he says, the Prophet says, get to know Allah in times of ease. When things are going good for you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will aid you and assist you in the times of difficulty and hardship. The Shaykh says, هذا الحديث هو الحديث التاسع عشر من الأربعين النووية. He said, this hadith actually is the hadith number 19 in the 40 hadith of Imam al-Nawawi. وجاء في شرحها للحافظ ابن رجب في كتابه جامع العلوم والحكم معاني نفيسة. في شرح هذا الحديث استفدت منه في بيان معاني هذه الجمل من الحديث. تبي تبي pay attention. Then the Shaykh, now here is the Shaykh Abdul Muhsin Al-Abbad. He's like 81-82 years old, but here's the Shaykh saying this hadith is in a 40 hadith of Imam al-Nawawi. Al-Imam ibn Rajab, he explained this 40 hadith and he added another 10 to them. And he explained them in his book, Jami' al-Ulum al-Hikam. And the Shaykh, he says, subhanAllah, he says, this beautiful explanation of this hadith. And the Shaykh Abdul Muhsin, he says, I benefited greatly in it, from it. SubhanAllah. I benefited greatly from it. Especially the meaning of these sentences that are included in the hadith. قال وحفظ الله عز وجل لعبده يدخل فيه نوعان. Now Allah preserving His servant by two ways. حفظه في بدنه وماله وأولاده وأهله. Allah will preserve the one who preserved the deen of Allah. The one who preserved the deen of Allah by learning it, understanding it, by taking it from its proper sources, not from anywhere, and acting upon it with sincerity and in accordance to what Allah has legislated, that person, Allah will preserve him in his body, in his wealth, in his children, and in his family. I mean wife and family in general. SubhanAllah. Allah preserve you. If you do what Allah tells you to do, And that's easy, though. Just do what Allah teaches you to do. There is no money involved in here. If you give $1 million, we will protect you. Just you. If you want your wife, another million. Those are insurance, man. Those are wicked people. Now, if you do this, you're covered. What about my children? No. They're going to add more. Now, this is not. Do what Allah tells you to do. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Have correct aqidah, correct iman. Make sure your aqidah is the aqidah of the Salaf. And then make sure before you do any act of worship, whatever it is, a worship of the heart, of the tongue, or of the limbs, do learn how the Prophet ﷺ did it, his companions performed it, then do it in accordance with the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. No. So Allah will preserve you, yourself, your wealth, your children, your wife and family. وَكَذَلِكَ حِفْظُهُ فِي دِينِهِ. That's the first one. And also Allah will preserve that person in his religion. Preserve his religion بِأَنْ يَسْلَمَ مِنَ الشُّبُهَاتِ الْمُضِلَّ وَمِنَ الشَّهَوَاتِ الْمُحَرَّمَةِ. By Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protecting such person from shubuhat, doubtful matters that take people away. A person today, he's upon the Salaf, Salafi Sunnah. Before you know it, man, he want to kill somebody for no right. He's a jihadi now. Now we're going to kill some infidels. They ain't kill nobody, man. Kill that wickedness in your soul. Kill that ignorance. Kill those shubuhat first. See what I'm talking about? People, they were doing okay, and then shubha. Taqillah, Allah will protect you from these doubtful matters, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect you from shahawat. The lusts and the desires that are forbidden. There is good desires. There is desire that are forbidden, and there is desire that are permissible. Okay? Person desires to eat some good things, while person still desires those pork chops. Huh? With honey sauce mustard, whatever it is, Dijon. Huh? He's still craving for the haram. Alright? That's no. Allah will protect such person from that. Will take that haram desire and lust from such person's heart. Allahu Akbar. You pass by all the cookouts on the 4th of July. You don't smell anything. Allah protect you and preserve you. Some people are so they smell it 3 miles away. I'm going to go check my grandmother. Now you're going to go check your grandmother because they cook in some pork up there. Following the desires. See what I'm saying? Following the desires. But the one who Allah preserve him, as a man, all the neighborhood are cooking, alhamdulillah, he is nothing come his way. Likewise, someone who preserved the deen of Allah, Allah protect him from shubuhat. People come into him and say, oh, wait a minute, the king of Saudi, they have this, they got that, they want to get him from that. The ruler this, the ruler that. Alright? But if he preserved the deen of Allah, he's like, ya akhwan, we have a text from the ayah, we have a text from the Quran, we have a text from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What are we going to do with this? Yes, the ruler does this, does so what? He will stand in front of Allah and face those things he did. But me going against him, do you have an ayah for me? Do you have a hadith? What about if I give you ayahs and a hadith that you shouldn't do what you're doing and going in the streets like that manner? This is a person that is preserved by Allah. If a person is flimsy in his religion, not acting upon it, now the shubuhat. In the masjid, on Jumu'ah, waiting for the khutbah, somebody say, hey, did you hear, man, what happened? The ruler, this, and he's like, man, you got a point right there, huh? You got a point. What point? Because that shubha penetrates. He has no barriers, man. He has nothing to prevent the shubuhat. And the protection is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال فيكون بذلك على سداد هذا الذي يحفظه الله صلى الله عليه يجعلنا منهم امين. May Allah make us from those that Allah protect them and preserve them all time. فيكون على سداد واستقامة في أمور دينه ودنياه. So a person like this, he's upright. Always upright in his life, in his deen, and in his dunya. He does everything right. Whether in the affairs of the religion or the affairs of his livelihood. وَهَذَا مِنْ حِفْظِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ لِمَنْ حَفِظَهُ. And this is from Allah's protection for those who protect and preserve His deen by acting upon it correctly. فَالْعَبْدُ يَحْفَظُ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ بِحِفْظِ حُدُودِهِ وَالْقِيَامِ بِأَوَامِرِهِ وَاجْتِنَا بِنَوَهِهِ. Here the Shaykh, now he's going to explain it. He says, how a servant make this hifd of Allah, which like quote to quote, like literally mean preserving Allah, which that's not what it means. He says, by preserving the limits prescribed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah tell you stop here, don't jump the fence, man. You're going to get hurt. Stop there. There is a reason why there is a sign that tell you make a U-turn. You want to keep going further, you get hurt. By preserving the limits of Allah and by acting upon His commands and staying away from His prohibition. That's what He means. If you do this, this is the ibadah. See? In this hadith, this is the ibadah. This is what we need to do. To learn the deen of Allah, not just to be Muslim by affiliation. I'm born in a Muslim country, that's all enough. Wrong. Took shahada 10 years ago. Never want to learn anything. Don't come to the masjid. Still running the streets. Still a player. That's not going to help that person. But I took shahada 10 years ago before you. No, but you took shahada 10 years ago. You still can't say the Fatiha correctly. You don't know anything about your Lord. If we tell you sit down now and write one page on Allah, you have no clue what you're going to write, where you're going to start. A person took shahada 3 weeks ago. MashaAllah, he finished Kitab al-Tawheed. That's also memorized them. He knows half juz of Amma already. ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءَ. That's the fadl of Allah, He give it to whom He will. So what is the reward of this ibadah? Acting, being seriously upon the deen of Allah. Not just post around upon the deen. Nah, you gotta practice it in the way you talk, in the way you walk, in the way you look, in the way you eat, in the way you drive, at your home, with your neighbors, at your work, while you're shopping, while you're driving, even while you're parking your car. It's going to be seen right there how much knowledge you have and how much knowledge I do have. Our actions will speak for ourselves. So what is the reward of that? Allah Ta'ala yuthibuhu ala dhalika al-hifzi hifzan min jinsi amalihi wal jaza'u min jinsi al-amal. Allah will preserve a person. Since he's preserving the deen of Allah, Allah says he will preserve him, as the Shaykh he mentioned. He gave him the same reward. He will preserve him, his body, healthy, sound. And he will preserve his wealth, pure livelihood. And he's not mixed with the haram. And he will preserve his children. Not like they grow up, one is a drug addict, one gets shot, they pray janazah on him 6 years ago, two in the jail. And three, they still run in some states. They couldn't even find them. The sheriffs and the patrols are looking for them. Their pictures all over. Nah. No, a person who preserves the deen of Allah, acts upon the deen of Allah, takes this deen seriously, acts upon it in his life, Allah will preserve his children. Preserve his children. Even they grow in a bad neighborhood, they grow up memorizing Quran, having good manners, respecting their parents, respecting the elders in the masjid, respecting the masjid, having good manners, good adab. Allahu Akbar. May Allah make our children like that. Ameen. And we continue, inshallah ta'ala, it's time for the iqamah. We'll continue, inshallah ta'ala, tomorrow, barakallahu feekum, so we'll finish it tomorrow between Maghrib and Isha. Inshallah ta'ala. Jazakum Allah khairan for listening. And we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for guiding us to Islam. And we ask Allah to make beloved to us His book and the sunnah of His Messenger, so we can study it with love and with devotion. Not just because I have to, with love and with devotion. Because the good, all good, is in the book of Allah and in the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah. Likewise, we thank our beloved Shaykh. Once again, hafidhahu Allah ta'ala greatly for this very, very important advices and golden gems and benefits. And we thank you as well for your attendance and for your patience. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك.